that. Welcome back to the Early Mood Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to talk a little bit now about the atrocities that are taking place in Ukraine. Nobody ever said war is an easy thing. War is the worst of man. You know, when you can destroy another human being any way possible, there's no way I think you can ever say, you know, that when you're at war with another human being, that all of that is kind of justified. We're going to do whatever is necessary because your adversary is another human being. It's not like it's some animal. It's another human being. Listen to these horrific stories. And there are but a few of the war that's going on now over the last couple of days in Ukraine. A group of Ukrainian border guards were stationed on Snake Island, a little small island in the Black Sea, south of Odessa, when a Russian warship, you know, not just that they put some other soldiers, but a warship ordered them to surrender under the threat of attack. Their response to the Russian warship was, go F yourself. Well, the warship destroyed them. And, you know, a warship is, I mean, it's a death machine. It wasn't that the warship that you know, Russians got out and they shot it out and they shot the warship shot a rocket and destroyed those 13 lives. What is it in the spirits and the hearts and the minds of people? I get it. They're at war. But to see those human beings, yeah, you know, they're the enemy, but they're human beings. And what happens in your mind that you release a rocket on 13 men who have families, and I'm sure children, and just wipe them off the face of the earth? That's part of what is going on at this point in time and in history. And I don't understand anybody who supports Vladimir Putin and Russia in this. Here's another horrific story. Ukrainian serviceman blows himself up in heroic act to stop Russian tanks. You know, I always tell people I love the old war movies. You know, I watch them from the 30s, from the 40s, from the 50s. But they're movies, and they do depict the true realities of what happened in those wars. You know, where some guy jumps on a hand grenade and sacrifices his life to save his fellow men. You don't think of those things as real, as true. They're kind of like fantasy because you know they're movies. But they depict true stories, true realities of heroism. Here's one. A Ukrainian serviceman reportedly sacrificed his life to stop Russian tanks from crossing a bridge out of Crimea. The general staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces says that Vitaly Skatkun, who was part of a Marine infantry battalion fighting off a column of tanks at Henichik Bridge in Kherson, in the Kherson region, carried out a mission to blow up the bridge and gave his life in the process, according to the military's Facebook page. The bridge was mined but he didn't manage to get away from there, said Ukraine's general staff. According to his brothers in arms, Vitaly got in touch with them and said he was going to blow up the bridge. Immediately after an explosion rang out, Skatkun was killed in the blast, but the military credited him with significantly slowing down the advancement of the enemy, which allowed his comrades to regroup and deploy defenses. The military plans to commend Skatkun for his heroic act with posthumous award. You know, I know when people are in the military and they're trained to give their lives, you know, for the nation and for their fellow men. You know, and they're trained to do that in, you know, you just have to say, are they trained to do that or are they brainwashed to do that? I mean, the average person that has not been deprogrammed to give their lives, you know, they're trying to stop a convoy of tanks. The only way to stop a convoy of tanks is either through rockets from above or another convoy of tanks. But to send people out with rifles and say, we need you to stop this convoy of tanks is, it's, you know, we can say that's heroic, but, you know, it's, there's something going on. War is hell. Always has been, always will be. And that's why I just don't understand why, as human beings, we can't find a better way. You know what I mean, Sam? There's got to be a better way to get along, you know, than, and we have all of these weapons, and we spend all the money on these weapons, and we do it to destroy other people. There's got to be a better way, right?
When I first heard of all of this happening and the potential of the war, I just genuinely was shocked. Like, my initial response is, it's 2022. Yeah. Like, why? Like you said, I'm a fan of the old war movies and everything. I think they're very valuable to learn from and everything. Who doesn't love a good action?
Right.
You know, but that's exactly what they are. They're supposed to be old war movies, not new ones. So I agree. It's baffling to me that we're in 2022 and we're still blowing each other up.
You know, you're 23 years old, very tender age. You've got, and your generation has more wisdom sometimes than mine. Because what is there to be gained by, you know, and I get it, you know, Russia wants this land back, its landmass back, and the people back. And there were 1,700 Russian citizens that were arrested for protesting. What were they doing? Well, they were protesting the war. Well, you can't do that in Russia. And there's no telling what's going to happen to those 1,700 people. You know, America has her faults, but there's no question whatsoever that our nation has her faults. And there are many and many warts. But one that's not a wart is the fact that people like me can come on the airwaves and say the things that I've said. I'm not unmindful of the fact that America presents an opportunity for people to have free speech and just how important that is. You know, in Russia, they don't have freedom of speech. And so that 1,700 people who are marching, no telling where they are right now. They're not going to get a slap on the wrist. That's not the way Russia plays the game. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.